Good evening, everyone. You're currently tuned in to 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And we got a special show planned for you tonight, folks. You're going to be listening to a lot of songs.
Many, many songs. We're going to do a play on something we did probably earlier on, probably our second or third episode. We're going to highlight a lot of hidden gems from early to mid-2000s to 2010s, but instead of focusing on death metal, extreme metal like that, we're going to solely focus on grindcore and power violence and things that kind of fit within that pocket. So we're going to have a lot of songs to play for you today and a lot of bands you probably have never heard before, but you're going to listen to them today. And the first song is Who Cares by Misanthropic Noise.
Let me ask you guys a couple of questions.
Do you cuss on your records?
Yeah.
Do you defile women with your lyrics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you fondle your genitalia on stage?
Yeah.
Whenever possible.
Mm.
Do you glorify violence or advocate the use of guns as a way of solving civil disputes? Yeah. Okay, final question. Do you guys respect anything at all?
Let the way of life, let the way of life, let the way of life.
Welcome back. You are listening to KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Maggots in Your Speaker, with your host, Trevor Perverser.
And Primitive Dan.
You just listened to 20 or so minutes of brutal grindcore and bludgeoning power violence from the early 2000s to mid-2010s, and I'm going to have the grueling task of reading back all 14 tracks that you just listened to. So that last song you heard was Disease with Blood, Stench, Panic. Before that was Lucid Terror, Fruit of the Incest, very short-lived band from New York. Before that was Organ Dealers, Pair of Anguish. Before that was G.O.D. or Grotesque Organ Defilement with their songs Horseshoes Up Your A**. Before that was Girth with their song Christian Slayer, a play on Christian Slater. Before that was Column of Heaven with a song title I can't fully pronounce, but bear with me as I try, which is Abu Dhabi 1, Sun Undefeated. Before that was band pretty similar to Column of Heaven, Hallucination Realized from Rochester, New York, with their song Blood Guilt. Before that was Exposed as Rot with their track Impact Void. Before that was Couple Skate with their song title Agonizing Eruption of All Orifices. Sounds very painful. Before that was Power Cups, Face Off. Before that, Nakai, Neuropathy. Before that was Agitate, Blast the Crusher. Agitate doesn't get as much attention as the member's other band, Deterioration, but Agitate was a two-piece band that featured one of the band members from the band Deterioration. Very sick. I don't think they're around anymore. Before that was New Jersey's Bud Dwyer with their song Never Satisfied. And before that was the band that kicked off this side of the playlist, Misanthropic Noise with their song Who Cares.
Very nice. Bud Dwyer, famous, well, not the band, but the man, famous for one of the best political statements ever made on TV and on live television.
Yeah, you could do your own research on that one. But yeah, the very cool band title. You know, it's a common theme with, I think, some of the more like power violence bands from back in the day is they would just name their band after just some guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen as often.
No, there's, yeah, I can't think of one that's done one like recently. There's a festival in Montana called Julia Louise Dreyfest. It's like the closest thing I can think of. But that's like a hipster fest anyway. So.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. That was a Seinfeld reference, by the way, with Julia Louise Dreyfus in the show. So, you know, all the, appreciate me.
Yeah, all the Seinfeld heads out there. Yeah, that for all you. For you.
So anyway, on that note, we are going to have to take a quick break and listen to some KXRW partners.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims in Washington State seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Their diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. That's BUCKLEYLAW.net. At Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in the Uptown Village neighborhood. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
And we're back. Thanks to the KXRW partners for their words and continued support. We have more fast, short songs for you folks coming up very quickly here. This next one here is from Portland, our neighbors across the pond, across the stream. And this this band is, well, they're not existent anymore, at least not in this current form, but they've got a large back catalog you can listen to. It is, of course, Necrodrunks, and this is their song Strangled and Stuffed in the Trash.
We'll be right back. to get that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. on TV, I see him from another galaxy and planet. I think Jesus Christ comes on it too, but mostly just aliens, because sometimes it's fuzzy.
And we're back here in the KXRW studios here on 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And I'm going to go over those last few songs you heard right now. That last song you heard there was Bonehead by Lapse. Before that was Pointer Thumb Pinky by Eddie Brock. Before that was Disgraced Convert by Wound Vac. Before that was Nausea Creeps by Dislitch. Preceding that, we had Identity Destruction by Cokebust. Preceding that, we had Moral Ambiguity by Wretched. Before that was Planetary Civilization by Hummingbird of Death out of Boise. Before that was Purge Fluid Dripping Through the Floorboards by Acid Feast. Preceding that, we had Double Helix by No Brainer. Before that, we had Wolf Ticket Box Office by The Communion. Before that was Cunning Bondage by Brain Famine. Preceding that was Chaotic Stability by Beasters. Before that was Sick by Sewage Grinder. Preceding that, we had Drained by Toxicology. Before that was Pacified by Tomb Warden. Before that was Welcoming the D-Book by Street Feet. Before that was Blindfold by Eaton, and preceding that, starting off the set, was, of course, Strangled and Stuffed in the Trash by Necrodrunks.
Good Lord, that is a lot of songs.
Yeah, this is our longest playlist so far. We're going to have a total of 33 songs by the end of it here, so that's our we had an earlier grind show that I think was, what, 28 songs?
Yeah.
The high 20s, so this one's in the low 30s, so lots of sub 1 minute songs.
And I think that other one we did was not like a true grind one. I think it was like proto grind and early grind core.
Yeah, it was like first wave proto grind sort of stuff.
This is like in the thick of it. Like, there's a few Power Violence adjacent bands that I guess you can group more into grindcore, but this is like deep in the trenches of like grindcore, like capital G grindcore.
Yeah. And grindcore. So this is, I guess, yeah, we were trying to steer out of the death grind category and I guess stay kind of more in like the, I mean, there is some death grind on here, but a lot of like the more hardcore punk influenced grindcore being featured. So that's about what we got, I think, for this month. This episode.
Yeah, well, Playing Us Off is a longer song.
Yes.
And it is Desertification by East Sherman.
KXRW is supported by founding partners Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing. Since 1993, Morrell Inc. has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative solutions from their women-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff uses the latest technology to solve clients' marketing needs and within their budget. Find Morrell Inc. at morrellinc.com. That's MORELINK.com.
Support for KXRW Vancouver comes from On Point Removal Services. On Point Removal Services is a Vancouver, Washington-based junk removal service that proudly serves all of the Clark County area and beyond. Offering residential, office, and construction junk removal, On Point will do all of the loading, pickup, hauling, and cleanup on your project. And On Point is fully licensed and insured. For more information, visit their website at onpoint-removal.com.